As much as we enjoy the odd beer, it's always best to enjoy it in moderation because drinking alcohol does have its health downsides. So we sent Ben to the pub to meet up with Mike Allison, a liver specialist from Addenbrooke's Hospital, to find out more about the damage that alcohol can do.
While we're talking about alcohol, it's very important to remember that alcohol-related illness is a massive killer here in the UK and worldwide. And so to chat a bit more about that, I've come to the Flying Pig pub and we're out in the beer garden. I'm with Mike Allison of Addenbrooke's Hospital. Hi, Mike.
Hi there.
So how big a problem is alcohol-related disease in the UK?
It's a huge problem and it's an increasing problem. And our concern, particularly from the liver point of view, is the trend for rapidly increasing amounts of alcohol consumption in the young, the binge drinking culture. And there's evidence that this can continue into people in their early 20s moving on to consistent heavy drinking, which can result in severe liver damage and other end organ damage.
So when people are drinking responsibly, such as right now I'm enjoying half a pint of nice bitter, what is it that actually happens to the alcohol after I've taken a swig?
Well, it obviously goes down your gullet into the stomach. There's a variable rate of absorption from the stomach and it enters blood system draining to the liver where it's metabolised. A lot of aspects of the damage that alcohol can cause is through its metabolism.
So it's the metabolites of alcohol rather than the alcohol itself that does the damage. What does alcohol get broken down into?
It gets broken down in particular to acetaldehyde, but is particularly toxic to cells. It can change the number of cellular constituents, affect proteins, the cell wall, and a number of ways in which a cell works.
So when the liver breaks alcohol down into these fairly toxic components, does that directly damage the liver?
The metabolites can damage the liver, but the liver has a capacity to deal with these in a safe manner. The problem can arise, however, if the system is swamped. These metabolites can't be themselves degraded down a safe route, and then you do get cellular damage, which over the course of time can lead to aggressive liver damage.
And is it the damaged liver that leads to the hangover that some of us are far too familiar with?
I think that's multifactorial. I don't know that that's necessarily solely the liver. I think that you do get an alcohol-related gastritis, and that can contribute to the nausea and generally feeling awful. The neurological effects of a hangover in terms of alcohol will also be the dehydration one sees. And hence the advice to always drink some water before you go to bed if you've drunk plenty, which I think is very sensible advice. So I think it's multifactorial and not solely related to the liver.
So once you've damaged your liver through the presence of these metabolites, what can this lead to?
In the long term, excessive alcohol consumption can lead to cirrhosis. You get scar tissue in the liver, which is joined up and leads to architectural disruption. It leads to an increased risk of liver cancer. You can have exsanguination from bleeding from the gut, as well as fluid accumulation in the abdomen. In addition to that, what we see and what accounts for a large proportion of people being in hospital with liver disease is when someone has alcoholic hepatitis. And that is when someone comes jaundiced, yellow eyes, yellow skin, often with distension of the tummy with fluid in the abdomen. This can be a very severe illness. And in severe cases, around 40 to 50% of people do not survive to get out of hospital. And the worrying thing from our point of view is that we're seeing people coming with this condition in their 20s now, whereas it used to be in their 40s.
So is there any way to go out, get a bit drunk, have a big night out, and then not do damage to your liver?
Any night out such as that will damage the liver. It may not do so in a way that will be reflected 3 months later if it's a one-off, but certainly it will stress the liver. And if it's an ongoing basis and it's done nightly or regularly, then you will start to see aggression to what may be irreversible liver damage.
And are there ways to slow down the process of getting drunk? You hear rumours that drinking milk before you go out will line your stomach and perhaps eating a meal before you go out?
Certainly it's the case that if you have a full stomach, if you drink with meals, then that can reduce the risk of liver damage. That's not to say it's reasonable. If you get drunk with a decent meal, that's fine for liver. That isn't the case. But the body's tolerance of sensible amounts of alcohol with food is better than on an empty stomach.
And one other rumour that we often hear is that if you have very expensive tastes and perhaps you're celebrating and you drink some champagne, that people say that fizzy alcohol goes straight to their head. Is there any truth in that?
I'm not aware of any evidence that that's the case.
Well, thank you ever so much for coming to speak to me, and cheers.
Cheers.
That was Ben and Dr. Mike Allison discussing liver damage, even over a beer at the Flying Pig. And we're going to go back to Ben later to find out how he's got on with his distillation. We've just had, talking about the ill effects of too much boozing, Mark in Bletchley has pointed out that he's never had a hangover from eating bread. So it's definitely something in the booze, not just in the yeast.